Okay, guys, welcome back to True Threats Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. I tell you what, we got a caller. I don't know if we're going to have time before the next break because there's another one coming up in just a couple minutes. So if Dan in Kansas City doesn't mind holding, I just wanted to have you finish your thought you got interrupted there with. You did a FOIA request to the FBI, and what came of that?
I got hundreds of pages, most of which were blacked out. That this was regarding the drug smuggling of Barry Seal in Arkansas at about the same period we're discussing. And so they let me have the paper, but there was hardly anything readable on it.
Again, this is very typical, and it makes you wonder, well, wait a minute, what, you know, why? What's going on here? What are, you know, obviously there's something to hide. What are they hiding? That's interesting. Yeah, that's very interesting. Haven't heard that in a while. That seems to pop up at key moments. Are you still there, Mara?
Yes, I am.
Sorry about that. I have no idea what that was. I guess somebody doesn't want us to hear what the answer to that question is, so I'm going to ask it again. Well, I mean, what do you suppose they're trying to hide here?
Well, we knew that President Reagan was supporting the Contras. There was a suspicion that MENA was being used to ship aid to the Contras, and the planes that were carrying it down were also carrying drugs back, and that the whole operation was being sanctioned, at least being permitted by people who are supposedly working for our government. And so, you know, that's not the kind of thing that people who are allowing that to happen want to get out. So I hate to indulge in too much theorizing, but the fact is that those planes were landing, the money was coming, the money and the drugs were coming in, and
it was big money.
It was big money. And people were trying to bring it to light, and other people in our government were trying to make sure it didn't get there.
I heard about $100 million a month. Is that a fair amount, fair estimation?
I can't remember figures right now of what was going through the banks at that time, but it was certainly more than a city with a population of about 5,000 would have warranted.
Wow. Yeah, in any case, it was obviously big money. I tell you what, we still got a couple more minutes before the break. Why don't we get our caller here? Might have to carry him over into the next segment here if he doesn't have time. But we got Dan in Kansas City. You there, Dan? You with us, Dan? Maybe that feedback was him getting cut off or something. I don't know. I guess he's not there. All right. Well, Dan, if you hear us, call back. We'd like to hear from you. Anybody else wants to call in, by the way, toll-free number is 800-313-9443. If you want to call in, not sure what happened with Dan. You know, I wanted to ask you about Kevin's mother. She was so, vehement about pursuing this. And now it seems like, you know, has she just given up, or is she still trying to pursue a further investigation into this, or has she finally realized it's probably never going to get off the ground?
She fought it very hard for a long time, and ultimately she helped in the production of a video. Maybe you've seen it, called Obstruction of Justice.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
About this case. At the end of that video, the filmmakers said that there were certain people who were considered suspects for the murders. And two of those people were deputy sheriffs in Arkansas. Mm. And so they...
I'll tell you what, this is that short break I was talking about. Hold that thought and we'll be right back. Pick it up from there.
Yeah. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Okay, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. We're talking to author Mara Leverett. And, finish up that very important point you were making before the break, the two deputy...
It was alleged in the film that two of the prime suspects were deputies, sheriff's deputies. And those deputies sued the filmmakers. The case went to court and eventually to the court of the U.S. Court of Appeals, where the justices there wrote that this case has been so unsolved, and they said it reads like a John Grisham novel. There are so many tangles and twists and turns to it, but essentially they said that there was enough reason. It was not unreasonable to say that they could have been considered suspects, and that a whole lot of other people could have been considered suspects too, because the case had been so badly investigated all along. And so once that happened, Linda Ives, I think, felt that she could quit. She had gotten one part of the federal government, U.S. Court of Appeals, in writing, in their response, their ruling, they said that this case had been bungled right from the start, and there was plenty of reason to think that these or any other number of officials may have been involved. So
Well, the Dan Harmon thing was a victory. The fact that they got him
that was a certain amount of satisfaction too for her. Yes, you're exactly right. So she never got down to what she really wanted, which was who killed my son. I think she did get satisfied that she was vindicated in proving that there had been a very entrenched cover up of it.
Yeah. Unfortunately, when you get the FBI, Federal Crime Investigators, blacking pages out, you're not getting cooperation from them. I mean, it's not going to go very far. That's just the reality, unfortunately.
Right.
But
and even now.
How about the parents of the other boy there? I guess they pretty much never got involved in any of this.
Actually, the father of one of the boys spoke on behalf of Dan Harmon.
Really?
At his trial. But needless to say, there the points of view of Linda Ives and her family and the family of Don Henry were quite opposite by that point. And so it was why he did that, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe
that's very strange.
Maybe he had just become convinced that Harmon was still the good guy that he had claimed to be for so long. It was very ironic because Harmon was making a big his whole persona was, I am the drug fighter. I am the one who is going to put these drug runners away and make this county safe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there were not just these, but other murders related to drugs at the same time, quite a number in that county. It was not safe, and it was very corrupt.
Well, yeah, I mean, we got a couple callers here. After we take them, though, maybe we can go into that a little bit, because, yeah, there were quite a few people who, as they would start talking, were getting popped off left and right. Obviously, to cover up the initial murders of the two boys, many more were murdered as they started to talk. Anyway, I guess we do have Dan from Kansas City. I guess he's back.
Yeah,
are you there, Dan?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Okay, how you doing? Good show today, and I want to ask your guest, Mara, if she's read Terry Reed's book, Compromise.
Yes, I read it, and I spoke to Terry a couple times many years ago, not at all recently, but before and after he wrote that book.
And what was your opinion of it?
Some parts of it, in fact, many parts of it matched what I had found in my investigations, and there were other things that I couldn't find any other source to confirm other than his own account. So,
have you ever talked directly, like with Gene Duffy or other people? I forget the man's name now, but he was a former Arkansas police detective.
Russell Welch.
Yes.
I spent probably hundreds of hours talking to Gene Duffy and Linda Ives and Russell Welch. Absolutely.
The story she tells is chilling, where her first day on the job as the Saline County deputy prosecutor was, you know, in the process of, in fact, she was the head of the drug task force, I believe.
That's right.
And she was told, in the course of your investigations of drug operations, don't look into any government officials involved, state, you know, officials or local officials.
Mm-hmm.
She just couldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, at the highest levels in this drug investigative team, they knew government officials were involved, and they're telling you, yeah, just look the other way.
Yeah, yeah. And meanwhile, taking federal and state funds to equip and man these drug task forces, it's outrageous to me. What really burns me so much is that so many people who were doing so much less have gone to prison, while people who are responsible for a lot of heavy drug importation and sales are still in business.
Has she gone back to Arkansas? She moved completely out of the state there, right?
Yes. Jean did move out of state, and she's still out of state.
Yeah, I don't blame her.
I don't think she'll ever come back.
Oh, boy. Dan, did you have any more comments, questions?
No, other than I want to say that thank God whoever killed these boys were stupid enough to not make them disappear. You would think that they would be being in the business of making people disappear. So, anyway, I appreciate your answer. Thank you very much.
Sure.
All right, Dan, thanks for the call. Let's go now to Gil in Texas. You there, Gil?
Hello?
Yeah, welcome.
How y'all doing? It seems like if anyone has to say anything about the high levels of corruption on the supposedly war on drugs, end up like Forrest Gump when he was trying to talk in front of the Washington Memorial and speak his mind, that the plugs just get pulled. And that's not all I have to say about that, to pun one of his phrases. I'm wondering if your guest knows anything about the term coined Arkansas, that when anyone crossed the Clintons, they end up dead.
Well, I have seen that, and I'll say this. I've seen the long lists of murders that are supposedly attributed to Bill Clinton, and I think some of that is pretty outrageous. But I do know that, as I said, I'm a reporter, and I have a very good reputation in this state, and I intend to keep it. So I'm careful with my facts, but I can say that at a time when there was supposed to be quite a lot of attention on trying to eradicate cocaine, we knew that being police officials in this state knew that a lot of it was coming in, was being laundered, and that and I think some of the money was being laundered through the very high-rolling bond business that was going on in this state at the time. It was a fast and loose environment, and I think that for our state officials to have been unaware of that just begs, it's impossible to believe. And as a result of that, there were a lot of murders, especially in this one county. I happen to know about this because I investigated it so closely, but I mentioned that Dan Harmon, the prosecutor, called grand juries supposedly to investigate the murders. People would come and testify before the grand jury, and then many of them, too many of them, some of them ended up dead within a year after that, after giving their testimony. And
yeah.
So these were people, I should add, most of whom were involved in some kind of manner of drug trade. They were involved in the drug trade, but these were like drug wars going on in this county, in this state at that time, and to pretend that they didn't that our authorities could not have done something, I think is ridiculous. It would have started, been a good start if Malik had given a good ruling on the deaths. That was the start of one very big cover-up, and then there have been many others.
Sure. And again, whether you think that, you know, there was involvement on the part of Clinton or not directly, that's not even the point. When you see all the obfuscations, the blocking of justice and the rewarding of those who are faking evidence in this case, that's complicity right there.
That's right, and my feeling is that this is a bipartisan scandal. I think we have I can look, as I mentioned, to Asa Hutchinson having Barry Seal operating out of an airport just an hour's drive from his house and doing nothing about that. And then Asa ends up heading the DEA. You know, it works both ways, and so I don't take sides on it. I say it's all awful.
My favorite anagram of FBI is FIB. as far as lie, I was wondering if your guest knows anything about the term for Bush 41. Poppy Bush.
Yeah, I call the FBI the Federal Bunglers of Investigation. Gil, did you have any more questions?
Yeah, I was wondering if your guest knew anything about
Okay, we'll tell you. Yeah, we'll address that after the commercial break. Stick with us, folks.
Okie dokie.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The bed fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
All right, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Mara Leverett as our guest, author of actually several interesting books. In fact, if we have time, I wanted to ask you about your Devil's Knot book there. It looks kind of along the same line. Gil, I think that's you cutting out. Are you on a cell phone again? Or?
Yeah, I'm kind of on a cell phone.
Yeah, you know what? I think you're going to have to probably call back or something.
It's
really bad. Yeah, we're going to cut you off, buddy. You might have to call back. Anyway, I think that was his last question. He wanted to ask you what you thought about nickname of Daddy Bush Poppy, I guess because of his past involvements. You know, some feel that he's been heavily involved with drug dealing, so he's been nicknamed Poppy. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Yes, I did know it, and I just think we've got a lot of questions, billions of questions could be answered if we knew more about what the CIA has been up to. And of course, he was head of the CIA, and so yeah, it's had its hand in a lot of things, and a lot.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head when you said a bipartisan problem, because you know, especially now with things that are going on, you see the Democrats going along with a lot of the crazy shenanigans of this administration, just as much, in fact, more so in some cases than the Republicans. you start to wonder, yeah, you know, do we have such thing as a bipartisan system? I don't think so.
You know, maybe you've heard the quote, which I've heard attributed to Huey Long, who said, you got your Democratic waiters and your Republican waiters, but the food all comes out of the same kitchen.
Yeah, right. There you go. Yeah, it's true, unfortunately. You know, the guy I was making reference to earlier, the Washington investigator, I just found his name here. It's attorney, U.S. Attorney Bob Govar or Govar?
Bob Govar. Yeah.
Actually, he was assistant U.S. attorney, but yeah, he was someone that was honestly pursuing this vigorously, but
yeah.
He could only go so far.
Yeah, and I really appreciated a lot of what he was doing. Unfortunately, in the recent past, as one of those two deputies I mentioned who was named as a possible suspect in the train deaths, he got chosen to be in the intervening years a police chief in another town around here, and then turns out that he was caught doing a lot of illegal activities involving drugs, and Bob Govar supported him. He said he supported him for a long time. In fact, all of the feds had been very united in their support of this one guy. None of the people who had worked with him would, when he was applying for jobs the police chief. His cohorts, the people who had worked with him on the ground, did not support him, but the federal agents did. So, and Govar was one of them. So that was kind of perplexing and very disappointing for me. It added yet one more layer of questions to what's been going on.
Yeah, someone just typed to me a good question. Did you ever speak with Danny Castellaro?
No, I never did. Wish I had.
Yeah, of course, no one's going to speak to him now.
Right.
Oh, the list keeps mounting. Let's talk about some of these strange deaths. You know, you really can't talk about the subject without going down that road because, yeah, there were a lot of people. Who was that? There was one kid. I guess he was a friend of the two boys. He went out for a motorcycle ride, and that was it. He never came home. But prior to that, I guess he told someone that, you know, my life isn't worth 2 cents now or something like that. He indicated, you know, a fear that he was going to be killed.
Well, there was that, he's one of the ones who I believe had testified before the grand jury. Mm-hmm. Most interesting to me was a man, there were a lot of young guys, you know, in their early 20s that ended up dead, but there was an older man in his 30s who was a bouncer at one of the clubs in the area. He was a smart fellow. He was a photographer, and he actually did some photography work for the various state agencies. But he also had this part-time job at this club, and he ended up getting knifed to death in his own driveway. A really, really brutal death. The police arrested a kid who lived across the street and charged him. That was ultimately dropped, but his death was never solved. And that is the fellow. He was one who everybody talked to, everybody knew, and he it is believed he actually knew everything about what was going on, and he suffered probably the most direct hands-on brutal death. And being a bouncer, he was a fighter. He was used to being able to not only take care of himself but throw rowdy people out of a bar. But so it's believed that he was jumped on by several folks and stabbed real brutally.
Oh, boy. Okay, folks, another short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back with some more shocking revelations.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
All right, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. I've got Mara Leverett on, author of several interesting books. I'm talking today primarily about her book called The Boys on the Tracks, The Death of Two Teenage Boys Who Had Witnessed Obvious Drug Dealing in Arkansas back in the Bill Clinton governorship days that involved high-profile government personnel. You can get her book by going to her website, maraleverett.com. That's maraleverett.com. Yeah, Mara, I want to ask you a couple more questions regarding this matter, and then maybe talk a little bit about your other book,
yeah.
Devil's Knot. Looks very interesting. But first, the name that I mentioned earlier, I talked about a federal investigator that seemed to be complicit in covering this thing up. In fact, he's the one that silenced Govar. Is Chuck Banks. Do you remember him? Did you come across his name?
Yes. Chuck Banks was the U.S. attorney in this part of the state for a time. And at the height of all that was going on, when Dan Harmon was being investigated and Chuck Govar was looking into trying, I believe, to get indictments against Dan Harmon, and some of what was happening in the area around where these boys died, Chuck Banks came forth with a statement saying that, just completely exonerating Dan Harmon, And then it was a couple of years later before he ends up actually being brought before a jury and convicted of some very serious drug-related crimes. So, that certainly is you're right. Chuck Banks had a big role to play in keeping Dan Harmon in business for a while there.
Right. But I'm really disappointed to hear about Guevara, though. I thought that he was
a street. You know, he may be on the up and up. I hope he is. But if that's the case, he sure backed the wrong horse, because the evidence against the deputy that he was supporting was pretty significant.
Right. And the other question along this line is about BCCI, which kind of leads us back to Bill Clinton again. But, you know, the day that the BCCI scandal broke open, I don't remember what year that was now, but I don't even know if that was before the death of the two boys or after.
I think it was after, but I'm not certain. I'm pretty sure it was after.
Yeah, I just remember hearing that, you know, the day that that scandal blew open, the bank in MENA, which kept the records of the transfers of the, you know, the money that was being made from these operations, it was done through BCCI. But the record of those transfers into overseas accounts were kept in the MENA bank. That's where the money was transferred. And conveniently, you know, that bank, well, I mean, you can't say that Clinton personally was behind it, but, you know, that it seemed like this was done to protect him as well as other high-ranking Arkansas officials whose fingerprints would have been all over those accounts. Do you know anything about that? Can you speak to that?
I think if you need so much time to talk about BCCI, and I do not know anything directly linking
that
BCCI
aspect,
to the banks in MENA. No, I can't say that I do.
Okay. How's the general feeling these days? You know, does he dare show his face in Arkansas anymore?
Who?
Bill Clinton, you know.
Oh, yeah. Bill Clinton is very popular.
Still, huh?
Oh, yeah. He has got many, many supporters. And in fact, the recent poll here showed that if Hillary ran, out of all the candidates who are now being talked about, she would win hands down. And then that includes our other former governor, Mike Huckabee, who's in the race. So and I must say, Bill Clinton did a lot of good things for Arkansas. There's good and bad in all of us, and questions that maybe we all need to answer, but in his case, I think that I don't deny the very many good things that Bill Clinton did, both as governor and as president. I just think that we should hold him accountable and talk about some of the other things as well.
Yeah.
In fact,
I'd rather have him back than what we got now.
Absolutely. But one thing that bothers me is he has never released his papers from the years that he was governor. We'd all like to see those, and they still remain locked up. And I just read that we have the beautiful Clinton Library here in Little Rock. It really is a marvelous thing to see. But if you get past the armored car that he drove in and all of the exhibits of his presidency, in the actual working papers that have been made public, the amount is 0.5%, a half of 1% of all of his presidential papers in all the years now since he's been out of office, and the library has been open. Only 0.5% of his papers are available, and that's a shame. That's just a crying shame that essentially all the papers of his years as governor and almost all the papers of his years as president are still unavailable.
Maybe it's because they're written in Chinese. That's a bad joke.
Pretty bad.
But yeah, I tell you, I honestly didn't like the man as president. But I never thought I would say this, but looking back, oh good heavens, bring back the Clinton days. Let me tell you, the mess we're in now.
And a lot of I feel that way. A lot of people feel that way.
Yeah. We're in a big mess right now.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's. I'm curious. Your book, The Devil's Knot, that deals with murders of young people too, doesn't it?
Yes. This is an almost entirely different thing. I think that there is perhaps some drug activity way buried down in the deep heart of it. But on the other side of Arkansas, over near the Mississippi River, just where Arkansas is right across from Memphis, in the town called West Memphis, Arkansas, in 1993, 3 8-year-old boys were murdered, and their bodies were submerged in a ditch, covered by water. All of their clothing was in the ditch, stuck in and held down with sticks. And a month later, three local teenagers were charged with the crime, and authorities there said that there had been nothing to show that the teenagers knew the boys, had ever associated with the boys, had any motive to kill the boys. There was no weapon found linking them to the boys. In fact, there was no physical evidence at all showing that they had even been to the scene. But the police said that this was an occult murder, and that the teenagers had killed the 8-year-olds as part of an occult ritual. And so those three were charged and tried and convicted, again, without a murder weapon being established, any motive other than this occult theory, and or anything linking them to the crime. And the state prosecutors brought in a so-called expert on the occult, who was shown even during the trial to have gotten his PhD from a mail-order university. And he testified that because there were three victims, which was a symbolic number in religion, and he said in the occult, and they were found in water, and there was blood there, and it was the night of the full moon, all that made this an occult murder. And on the other hand, because one of the boys wore black, and two of them listened to heavy metal music, one of them read books by Stephen King and Dean Koontz and Anne Rice, and you put that together with the testimony that these were occult sayings, and they were able to convince the juries to convict them, and one of them was sentenced to death, and the other two have been sentenced to life in prison. They were 16 years old, 17 and 18 at the time, and they've been in prison for the past 14 years now, one of them awaiting death.
And that they pled innocent.
Pardon me?
They pled innocent.
Yes, all three of them did. And there has been a huge movement around the country. There were two, HBO filmed the trials, and a fine documentary was made called Paradise Lost about the trials, and people were so flabbergasted that a website was found, WM3 for WestMemphis3.org, which has now put up all of the documents from the case. I wrote my book about it, and now people around the world, literally around the world, I get tons of mail from Australia, Europe, Scandinavia, as well as the United States, are really outraged as I say in the beginning of my book, this is the Salem witch trials, only it happened at the end of the 20th century. And it's a case that's already being taught in law schools and criminal justice classes around the country. A very, very disturbing case, and most disturbing of all, that our Arkansas Supreme Court affirmed the convictions unanimously. And so just last...
Now, why was Arkansas Supreme Court involved in that?
Well, the murders happened in Arkansas. This is an Arkansas case.
Oh, okay.
State.
I thought it was in Memphis. Yeah.
No, it's a little town directly across the Mississippi River from Memphis, and it's called West Memphis because it's on the Arkansas side.
Yeah, okay.
And
I gotcha.
So the Arkansas Supreme Court affirmed the convictions. There's no evidence. I mean, this is really Salem again. And so finally, 2 weeks ago, the case made its way, its first appeal on behalf of the man sentenced to death, got to the Federal Court of Appeals. So we're going to be watching this very closely in the next year to see what happens, and I think I certainly hope that some sanity reigns there. But the fact that they're still in prison and that not one state official in Arkansas has had the gumption to speak up yet and say that these cases are an outrage. Again,
it sounds like a cover-up. What year was this? There we go again. Sorry about that. No idea what that is.
Heard in 93. The trial was in 94. And, there was gross ineptitude. We can certainly say that, but why attention was diverted and these three marginal teenagers from poor families just thrown up on trial and accused of the crime and convicted as opposed to a real investigation. Excuse me.
I'm sorry with that feedback. I didn't get what year did you say that this had taken place?
The murders happened in 1993.
93, okay.
In
so
West
not
Memphis,
too
Arkansas.
Much, yeah, not too much longer after the, you don't find any evidence that this might have actually been drug-related like the Mena boys?
Well, some of the police who were involved with investigating it were from the local narcotics drug task force, and some of the people who were, might have been considered suspects were police informants. And so there seems to at least have been that much connection.
Hmm. Who's this, the Hobbs character? Terry Hobbs?
In the past month, the attorneys for the defense have released what they say is DNA evidence that they filed in court a motion saying that examination of a hair found on the knots that were binding the boys. The three children were tied like a hog tile, tied to their back with their ankles to their wrists behind their back and put into the water that way without their clothes on. And in one of those knots was found a hair of one of the that the defense alleges is matches the DNA of one of the stepfathers of one of the boys.
Mm.
And that is Terry Hobbs.
Okay. Oh, boy. What a mess.
Yeah, what a mess.
So are those the only two books that you have written to date, or do you have any?
Yes, so far. Those are the only two books. Both of them have been optioned for film, and the Weinstein Company recently purchased the rights to Devil's Knot. So I think that eventually that will be made into a film.
Wow, good. Now, Terry Hobbs himself, I mean, if they claim that they have DNA link here, are they going to pursue that with him? You know, that would place him...
Well, the prosecuting attorney and the state attorney general are saying we're sticking by our guns, and even though what I like to point out is that these three kids were put physically into somebody, whoever killed them, tied them up with their own shoelaces, put them in the water, and so this was hands-on, very up close and personal. This was no drive-by shooting. Whoever did this was very involved with the crime and physically involved. And yet, in every piece, some 70 pieces of evidence that were collected at the time from the scene, were examined, but had DNA analysis done on them. Nothing, not a shred of that showed up any connection to the three who were in prison. But there was this one hair of Terry Hobbs, and also a hair of his friend, a friend of his, who he was with on the night of the murders. So two hairs relating to members of the family. Nothing relating to
the boys themselves.
The guys in prison. And there never has been. And this satanic occult theory was so flimsy right from the very start, and yet affirmed, allowed to go through the court, and then affirmed by our Supreme Court, and the state is still sticking with it. So I think that the coming year in that case is going to be very interesting as this goes through the federal appeal now.
Chalk another one up for the for our wonderful legal system here, huh? It's terrible.
Yeah, this one is one of the most outrageous cases that anyone who's ever looked at it has ever encountered, and it's very shameful. I say when I speak in Arkansas, this is our case and our
disgrace. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Short breaks. Stick with us, folks. Be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Okay, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. We've just got a few more minutes here left with our guest. Very interesting information here. Mara Leverett, once again, you can go to her website, maraleverett.com. That's MaraLeverett. You can get her 2 books there. So You know, there's a book, well, now that we're on the subject of the horrible injustice of our justice system, there's a book that that I just ordered today. It's called Injustice for Some. And, the author's name, Wendy, son of a gun, I forget her last name. Anyway, you just go to Amazon, you can find it, Injustice for Some. It's looks very good. In fact, I saw it in the bookstore the other day, but I never buy books in bookstores because you pay 2-3 times what you do on the internet. You really do. In fact, I got it for about a third the cost in the bookstore. But she goes into a lot of this stuff, you know, how unfortunately criminals very often literally get away with murder in our justice system, and innocent people wind up getting framed. Sometimes it's just because of incompetence or, you know, but other times there is absolute criminal activities going on at the highest levels of our justice system. You know, they just frame people to protect themselves or their friends, you know. And something of that nature seems to be going on here with this case. I mean, how could this, this is such a miscarriage of justice. How can this be?
Well, I think if you have prosecutors who are more interested in their political ambitions than in getting it right, if you have police who are more interested in getting rich off of perhaps drug involvement than policing drug involvement, you know, there's plenty of room for people to go astray in our system. And I like to think and remind myself that there are always the good ones. There are the people who
sure.
really go all the way and are committed and fight the good fight. Unfortunately,
they seem to be an endangered species these days, but yeah, they're out there.
they are out there, and we need to acknowledge them and recognize them, but it's getting hard. It is hard for a lot of them sometimes because it can be pretty demoralizing, or in some cases I think good cops have died for being good cops, you know.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Real quick, in the last couple of minutes, if you could comment on us. I was looking on your website there, and well, actually, I wasn't. The worker back at the office was. She was telling me, but she looked up on your website and saw you make mention of a bloody man that was working at the Bojangles restaurant. If you could tell us a little bit about that.
Well, on the night that the boys were reported missing, just a mile down the road, their bodies were found in a wooded area too, and the closest restaurant to that place was Bojangles, and a man came in to the restaurant, went into the women's restroom, and the staff noticed that he was bloody and muddy, and they called the police and said there's this bloody muddy man cleaning up in the women's restroom, and an officer, knowing that these three children had been reported missing, went to the drive-through window of the place. They said he just left, he headed that way back towards the woods, and the officer just drove on out and never pursued it. The next day the police went to the restaurant and said they collected some of the paper towels and stuff that he had cleaned up with. But then when the trials came, the defense tried to say, well, you know, it might not have been these three guys you got here. We might have been this muddy, bloody man at the Bojangles restaurant. They said, what happened to the evidence that you collected about the blood from him? And the police said, we lost all of it. They had
amazing. Yeah.
Lost everything.
Another sweeping it under the rug, sounds like.
So,
Mara, unfortunately, we've run out of time. People can go to your website and check it out. Thanks again for coming, and maybe have you on again sometime.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow, folks.
Bye.
You bet.
With recent internet.